digital world. Every day is game day.
This is
the future of radio in America.
The future of radio.
This is the future of radio.
The future of radio.
Rather extraordinary things.
Cyber Station USA.
100% homeboy. Radix Cube.
To remake the world.
Broadcasting to the universe.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Revolutionizing radio.
This may be one of the greatest moments in history.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience.
This is Lou Donaldson inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones, Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the CyberStation USA.com radio network. Hot jazz.
Thank you so much.
Now you has jazz.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax, and enjoy great jazz. Each week, we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week, our guest is saxophonist Lou Donaldson. We were unable to talk with him at the Newport Jazz Festival this year, so Lou met us later at Studio 952 in New York City. We had a lively conversation. You're listening now to Alligator Boogaloo, title tune from his 1967 album, featuring Melvin Laston Sr. on cornet, George Benson on guitar, Dr. Lonnie Smith on organ, and Leo Morris on drums. Afterwards, we'll just jump in mid-conversation. Right now, Alligator Boogaloo. When did you first get started in jazz, Lou?
About 1945, and I was going to college at North Carolina A&T, and they had a jazz band and a dance band combined, you know. And that's where I got started.
Where did you go from there? Give me a
Well, I was drafted into the Navy. That's where I went.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got in the Navy band and stayed in there till I, you know, got out of the Navy. And went up to Great Lakes and had a great band up there. I got wonderful education because it was a lot of great musicians up there. Clark Terry, Ernie Wilkins, Major Holly, Luther Henderson. I can just name all kind of names. They were up there, and I got a wonderful education from, of course, they were in the senior band. I wasn't but 18 years old, so I was in the junior band.
What'd you do when you got out of the Navy?
I went back to school and finished and got my degree in 1947.
What'd you get it in?
Bachelor of Science. Actually, I wanted to study political science. My family wanted me to be a lawyer. But after I heard Charlie Parker, all of that went out the window.
Tell me about some of the people when you first started, when you were going out. I know you mentioned Clark Terry and everything when you were in the Navy. But when you got out as college and you...
Well, I came to New York and I met everybody when I came to New York, you know.
Is that when you came up to this neighborhood?
Not this neighborhood, no. I live down 155th Street.
Yeah, that's three blocks away from here.
Never even came up this way.
Oh, you never did.
Okay. I never did. I came right here and went to the polo grounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Farthest I got up here was the place down there, the Sugar Bowl or whatever that was down there. As far as I got. Right next to the Masonic Temple.
Oh, Sugar Hill. Fat Man on Sugar Hill.
Yeah, Fat Man.
Yeah.
Fat Man.
Yeah, so tell me about some of the people when you were working with, your contemporaries, when you were hanging out up in 155th
well, up in St. Nicholas. Well, up in this neighborhood, we had Jack McLean, who was right up here somewhere. And we had Sonny Rollins, who's Edgecombe Avenue.
Oh, he was.
Art Taylor was down on 143rd and St. Nicholas. And Bud Powell was around here somewhere. I don't know the exact address. But he was in this neighborhood, too.
Interesting. And tell me a little bit about, the places you played back then in the city.
Oh, in the city, then I played every place it was to play. I played Bowman's, you know, which was right there at 155th Street. And I played Baby Grand, and I played down there at the Club Baron, and I played the Top Club, played all these little joints around here, what do you mean? You know, you make $10, $15, not too much money. But that was a lot of money then.
Yeah, it was. It was. Going a little back, I remember you mentioned, you said when you heard Charlie Parker, everything went out the window about becoming a lawyer and stuff. But what was it about Charlie Parker that grabbed you?
Well, everything, you know. He just played different from everybody else. And actually, I was a clarinet player at that time. I didn't play much saxophone. But once I heard him play, I wanted to be a saxophone player, so I started playing saxophone. And that was it.
Up next, The Masquerade is Over, from Lou's 1958 album, Blues Walk.
Thank you.
are in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue now with part one of our interview with saxophonist Lou Donaldson.
I did a lot of, did a little research here and there, and I said, now you worked with Monk, Thelonious Monk?
I recorded with Monk. I never really worked.
You recorded with him. What was the recording you were on?
I think it was Carolina Moon.
Okay.
And it was way back in the 50s.
Okay. Was that on a specific album or was it a single?
No, it was on an album. We made a lot of tunes on there.
Mm-hmm.
Max Roach was on the date. Kenny Durham. Lucky Thompson. And the bass player was, I think, Percy Heath.
Okay.
But it was a great album.
Yeah. Is it true that you never worked with Miles Davis?
No, I never worked with Miles.
How come?
Because he wouldn't pay you. He'd run off, steal the money and run off. he'd collect the money. I played with Miles a lot, but I never really worked, with his band.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't reliable,
Well, that's interesting. I'm getting all sorts of little information
here. You know what his personality was, so you know what I'm talking about.
Well, yes. I only know from reputation what his personality was. There's a certain amount of, I was still growing up when you were out there playing,
Mm-hmm.
So now you were one of the greatest influences in hard bop, but who, besides Charlie Parker, who else influenced you?
Before Charlie Parker?
Before and after.
Yeah, Johnny Hodges. I used to try to play like Johnny Hodges. Benny Carter, and I used to play like a guy named Tab Smith, played alto with Basie, and I loved him, and a couple more guys, I used to play like them, but that's way back before I heard Charlie Parker, but once I heard Charlie Parker, that was about it.
That was about it.
Well, there was a guy named Pete Brown played saxophone. I used to play a little bit like him, Pete Brown, but he was great.
Here's an excerpt from Thelonious Monk's Carolina Moon, and it featured Kenny Durham on trumpet, Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Max Roach on drums, and Lucky Thompson on tenor sax. How'd you get the name, Sweet Papa Lou?
Bob Porter gave me that name.
Who?
Bob Porter, disc jockey. We made a date, and he was a producer. And I told him I'm going to play some ballads on this date, not too much rough stuff. And he said, you want to be sweet? I said, some sweet music will be played on this album. And then we made some sweet tunes, and he called it Sweet Papa Lou.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting how you did that. Now, you have a couple of recordings that are fairly well known. There's two of them that sort of jump out at me, because that's the first thing when I started learning about you. First thing that came to me was Alligator Boogaloo.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was Blues Walk. Can you tell me about both those songs, please?
Well, Blues Walk is the best album I ever made, and it was made in 1958. And what happened in that album is I got all local musicians to make that album. Nobody on there had a name but me. And the company didn't want to do it for a long time because they wanted like all-star bands. But all-star bands didn't work out because we'd go over to a studio in Jersey for Rudy Van Gelder. And the guys would go over there and some of them would get high and we'd over there all day trying to make a record, you know. So I said, well, no, I'm going to stop this. I'm going to get all local musicians, guys that don't do anything, and we're going to make this album. And that's how I got this album. And I'm the first one to use the conga drum on that Ray Beretta to play rhythm. Now, they had used conga before, but they used conga more like Dizzy did, with just like a regular Spanish or Latin conga. But we didn't use it that way. We just used it to keep time and make the, and it was a different kind of sound on the record. And it was a big hit.
Can you tell me the names of some of the musicians on that album?
Well, I had on piano the greatest piano player that ever lived, a guy named Herman Foster. People don't know him because they were afraid of him. Because when he got through playing a piano, they had to retune it and refix it because he'd almost tear it up. And I had on drums Dave Bailey, who used to run the Jazzmobile. You know, he worked with Jerry Mulligan and all of them. And I had on the bass Peck Morrison, who was my neighbor in the housing project over in the Bronx. And it was a great album. It's a great album.
Mm-hmm. What other tunes did you have besides Blues Walk on there?
Well, I had The Masquerade Is Over, which stayed on the jukebox. In fact, it's still on the jukebox. It was put on there in 1958, and I go to some towns now, they still got it on the jukebox.
Mm.
It's a great record. And I made Autumn Nocturne on there. It's a beautiful tune, very beautiful. And I made another tune called Play Ray, which featured the conga drums playing the melody. First time that's ever been done on a record. They don't give me credit for it, but that's what happened.
Now let's listen to Lou Donaldson's Blues Walk. This ends part one of our interview with Lou Donaldson. In part two, next week, Lou will talk about his work with Jimmy Smith, Dr. Lonnie Smith,
and much more. If you'd like to learn more about Lou, log on to www.loudonaldson.com. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter, hashtag at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
Before us, the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.